Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to play this audio for you guys. I would say that this was the highlight of the weekend. Jack Caglione had a very athletic play in the outfield against the Padres.
And a swing and a ball well hit deep to right field. Caglione back. Caglione leaps and he made the catch up against the fence. Jack Caglione takes an extra base hit away from Merrill. The rookie right fielder, still learning the position, makes a great play right in front of the fence.
In a lot of ways, this past weekend felt like new weekend, same issues. I know on the text line, you guys are going to tell me about Angel Zerpa and the bullpen and manager Q made the wrong decision, and you might be right. If you score two or one run in a baseball game and do so as frequently as the Royals, you just don't give yourself a lot of margin for error. I've been making this point all season. It's really difficult to beat other NFL teams 13-10 every single week. Eventually, a holding call takes a touchdown off a board. Eventually, your quarterback throws an interception. You are just not giving yourself a lot of different ways and different chances to win if you're going to score 13 points consistently. The Royals scored 3-1. Three runs this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. They lost both of those games. But the positive, what we should be focused in on is, I know that Jack Caglione offensively is maybe not having the impact that a lot of people thought. I think it's important to note that he is 22 years old and he was just playing college baseball last year. And we saw what he was doing in the minor leagues. Like, I don't know if at this point going back down to AAA is going to solve some of that. Like, some of it is just kind of trial by fire. And you got to let Jack Caglione learn how to swim at this point. So I'm not necessarily worried about the batting average or the on-base percentage. You will get enough opportunities, enough ABs to figure those things out. And I think he is enough of a talented player that he'll be able to do this. What I am impressed by is that's a really, really athletic play. And I think it's important to note that Jack Caglione doesn't have a lot of experience in the outfield. He didn't play outfield at all in college. Imagine that. He didn't play outfield at all. The Royals are now trying on the fly to teach him something new. Can you imagine trying to learn something new at this level? You got minimal training in the minor leagues. You just weren't down there long enough. We're not talking about a guy that was in the minor leagues for 2 years that has been playing right field every day. No, you started playing right field in 2025, and now they have you playing right field in Petco Park and in Kauffman Stadium. So yes, at times it's going to be a little bit clunky. At times it's going to be a little bit awkward, but you can clearly see the athleticism is there. We're talking about a 6'6 human being. Moving, running, jumping, making great plays, dynamic plays in the outfield. Some of the things that Jack Caglione needs to learn, you can only learn through experience and just more reps. You just learn by doing it more and getting more opportunities and having more successes and also more failures. We've seen him misplay some balls and have some misreads, but that's just going to happen when you're new at doing something. So I think the thing you should be most excited about this weekend, what should kind of make you feel good about this weekend, is that catch and what I think it can potentially mean and the Royals potentially having the versatility to decide what they want Jack to do. Is he going to play right field for us? Can he play first base for us? Is he going to be our designated hitter? I think as an organization, they are trying to figure all of those things out. But having that versatility and him learning right field and him learning the outfield is certainly the best case scenario for the Royals. So I know it's a disappointing outcome, especially after the sweep against the Texas Rangers. Certainly hoping to win a series against the San Diego Padres, and you would have been at 500 coming back to Kansas City if you had done that. But water under the bridge now at this point. You can't worry about that. You're two games under 500. You got a homestand coming up this week. Let's see if the Royals can go on a little bit of a run, continue to get hot, and let's see if they can get back over 500.
Part of the play that was exciting to me, other than the play and the fact that at the time saved what could have been a game-leading run before the Royals, you know, spit it up in the ninth, is I remember when CAGs first came up, Vern was saying it. We had people in the show talking about it. Be alert. He's going to be subbed out defensively at the end of games. He's just not good enough yet. It's been 16 games, and in a tie game in the bottom of the eighth, they kept him in there. They said, yeah, we have John Rave on the bench, who's a better defender. Yeah, we have other players on the bench who are better defenders, but we are going to trust you in this big moment to stay out there, and he rewarded that trust. That's the big thing for me, is because I was prepared for him to be a defensive replacement for the first 50 games of his baseball career, and we're 16 in, and the team is saying, hey, your bat is so valuable, or the fear of your bat is so valuable, that we will keep you in the field, and he's now rewarding that trust. That's the big thing for me. And I was at his first game, the first home game, I believe is a better way to say it. You were there too. He was a butcher that day in right field. It was a bloop-a-palooza right in front of him.
He was real bad.
It was real bad. And 15 games later, under that, because it was the first home game, 10 games later, he's making highlight catches, and you see why people in the minors and Rusty Kuntz and all these people are saying he'll pick it up fast, because he's a freak show athlete to pick it up at this level this quick.
Yeah, and I think for this season, I think we are going to have the consistent fight about their offense and their ability to figure out. I mean, Thursday is the halfway point of the baseball season. It's the halfway point. We've been playing baseball for a long time now. We've been playing baseball for 3 months now. We have had the same problems, the same frustrations with the Royals offense. I'm just not sure if it's going to be fixed at any point this season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.